You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest is AJ Prasad, and he's from GMR Transcription. You can find him online at gmrtranscription.com, and the company contact number is 714-731-9000, also 1-800-731-7412. AJ, it's been a pleasure getting to know you and getting a chance to chat with you. Give our listenership some background on what you did leading up to GMR Transcription.
Sure, Kevin. First, you know, thanks for inviting me. It's really good chatting to you. You know, with GMR Transcription is actually a online web-based, it's a transcription company, which is the only thing web. It's a web-based company in the sense that all the files can be uploaded from the computer from anywhere in the world into our system, and then we assign it to our the right transcribers, who are only in U.S., all over the U.S., they are in literally most of them are very small town, USA, that they can just download it, they upload, then they do the transcription, upload the transcripts, and it goes through QA, the client gets the transcript. So that's a simple business that we are in. The client decides how soon they want the transcription done, and we are famous for meeting or beating the deadline that clients want for their transcripts.
Give us some idea on the types of businesses that are using transcriptions. You don't necessarily need to give us client names, but the business segments that most commonly use transcription services.
Sure. So the segments that are, I would say, the two heavy users of the segments are the universities, which are mostly professors and students. They are getting several things transcribed. It could be right from a conference to a meeting to whatever interviews. And we have literally every major, you know, professors and students from literally every major university in U.S. using us. You know, it's over 100 universities, including all the top names that you can think of, like right from Stanford, Harvard, Yale, Columbia. I mean, you know, what can I even talk about any major universities, and we have someone using web used us from there. The other big segment are the businesses, where and they are. So it could be again the conferences, but the big reason that they use us are either the HR when they have the exit interviews or whatever the interviews, the board meetings that they need to get transcribed, and then any other brainstorming sessions that they have, like focus groups and all that. So and then other than those, we have decent number of clients who are attorneys, who get their depositions and all that transcribed by us. And also we do have non-profit and government organizations, like even FBI, for example, have used us. So many major government organizations here, like FBI, military, Navy, and all, have used us. And then major nonprofit like Wounded Warrior Project, for example, is our customers use us on a regular basis.
Sure.
So those are the segment that seems like they are using our services.
One of the things that I have really enjoyed about getting to understand a little bit of your background, AJ, and even the things that you're doing currently today, because GMR Transcription isn't the only company that you have involvement with. And when I think about various people that I've known in my career and in my broadcast, that I call them serial entrepreneurs, and they have come to discover that good solid business principles, good solid principles when it comes to marketing, those sorts of things that they apply regardless of what the business is, and you have shared that same experience. What do you think it took before the light came on and you discovered that the elements that took you to succeed in one business were in fact the same regardless of what company you were in? When did you recognize that and realize it?
You know, it actually started before I even got into my own business. I worked for corporate America. I was among the lucky ones. I always had, you can say, the positions which had impact on the company, including head of strategy, head of marketing, CEO, kind of jobs. And I have moved from, I've been in the restaurant industry, toy industry, oil and gas, software, consumer electronic products, and even a dot-com company that I headed for a while. And each place I hit the ground running, because the fundamental issues for a business is same. It's like, who is your customer? What is their need? How well you are taking care of their needs? And how do you stand up, match up against your competitors? I mean, that's the basics for every business is same. And that's why, so that's where it started. Now, when I also own a digital marketing agency called GMR Web Team. And when there, I have clients in, 15 different industries, if not more. And again, it's the same thing. Every time I have a meeting with with the business owners or with the board of my clients, again, we are discussing the same fundamental that we talked about, is what is the, what's the focus of the company, who's the customer, how do they take care of the customer, why are they different than their competition, and where is the message that is talking about the difference. Again, fundamentals are exactly same for any kind of business the business fundamental does not change.
AJ, we have about a minute left here. What advice would you give to entrepreneurs or people with entrepreneurial spirit and perhaps are working in corporate America like you were at one time and thinking about starting their own business? What advice would you have for them?
I tell them that one thing, first thing, whatever you are doing, decide what you are doing, you have to be very good at it, because any product or service that an entrepreneur is offering, which is average, will not work. So make sure that whatever you want to do, you are very good at it, and then have a very well-defined strategy. Again, the strategy, it sounds complicated, it's not. Just knowing who is your customer, what do they need, and then how do you get the message, and how do you stand out against the competition? You have to have some edge over others. And then the other thing that I tell entrepreneurs is you have to be persistent. Even though you are doing everything right, the success will not be instantaneous. So success always takes time. So the more time you have allocated to the success of a business, the better is your chance of being successful.
Excellent advice. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest has been AJ Prasad. He is with GMR Transcription. You can find him online at gmrtranscription.com, and the contact number is 714-731-9000. Thanks for joining us here on the Business Forum Show today, AJ, and we look forward to having you back with us again down the road.
Thank you, Kevin. Nice talking to you.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.